The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's the daily podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and bolides. How's that? The Star Wars movies 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
They call me Alex Robinson from AlexRobinson.fun.
And I'm Josh Flanning of the iFanboy comic book podcast family, where we do review podcasts on a weekly basis, and we do some interview shows. We have a Patreon thing. We have hangouts. It's a good time.
We gotta do hangouts, Pete.
We should hang out.
Yeah.
We'll call you. We'll totally hang out.
Totally. Yeah. Awesome.
I know how that works with middle-aged parents. I know where that's going. Alex knows where that's going.
Well, it's the
we should
you
really
know,
do this sometime.
Yeah, it's the you know, not that I don't want to.
We desperately want
I approve of the concept.
There's no question. But listen, I'm not the manager of this ship.
Right. Well, speaking of ships, we got some. We're here in minute 10 of Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi. Minute 10 starts with the bombs being armed, and it ends with Paige Tico discovering the body of Nix Jurd.
Nix Jurd. I have very little information about Nix Jurd.
You said you have some, or you have very little?
I have very little.
Yeah, mysterious character. Even in his like official photo, he's wearing a gas, you know, the mask part and all that.
Yeah.
And so interesting. What do we know other than he used the bomber? The bombardier on the Cobalt Hammer, as we discussed.
I figured Josh would like the fact that he's from the Midrim planet of Lantilles.
Ooh.
Lantilles.
Again, people just not bothering to think of a new thing.
Well, here's something I thought was kind of interesting.
Of Lantilles.
Lantilles is one of those things that was introduced in the card game way back in the 90s. And then the author of the Tarkin novel dropped a mention of Lantilles in there, thus making it officially
recanonized.
Congratulations, Lantilles, you are officially canonized.
That's nice. That's nice of them.
Yeah.
Way to go. So, there's a thing here, though, where the pilot, it seemed like when any of the ships got hit, they just exploded.
Yeah.
And in this, they have a complete, casualty list on the ship other than Bubble Gunner on the bottom. What happened to those people? Is the ship, is the top part blown off? It didn't explode. The ship's still going. What happened to those people?
The pilot of the ship and
yeah, the pilot and the bombardier.
Yeah.
Right.
What killed them? Because it wasn't the ship blowing up.
Well,
there's still air in it.
Some of them. You think that there's
you think it's a conspiracy?
Well, no, you could have another story with people just kind of surviving in the other section that got, they eventually fall back down to, they become a bolide and fall back down to Exegol. Or not Exegol. What planet are we? Dakar.
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 Dakar Noir.
So I have a little bit more technical information about the bombers, if you're curious.
Sure. I was curious. That's why, see, we teased it, and now it's paying off.
And all those bomber fans are like, ah, I want to know. They were built by the company known as Slane and Corpil. Slane, S-L-A-Y-N. That sounds like would that be a good metal band name? Slane, S-L-A-Y-N?
That's a good, yeah. That's a very good metal band name. I don't know exactly what subgenre slice of metal, but
right,
absolutely.
I like it because like it's almost like slaying. Maybe it's too close to Slayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, nope.
Or Slade.
Nope. It's got a dual meaning. It's got the wrong spelling. I can see it looking like the Anthrax thing. You can put a little umlaut over something. It's great.
I like it. I wonder when we'll first see our first band with an emoji as part of the name. Surely that must have happened already.
In Korea.
Prince was ahead of his time. He was like the first emoji. He came up with his own emoji for Prince. Anyway.
Yeah, and if you want to try to get that, you have to hold Shift Command Option GH 7, and then you'll get the print now.
There are 1,048 bombs, proton bombs, on each ship.
Wow.
So you can see, that seems like a lot, but
that's a lot of bombs, huh?
That's what they said at the ship lot.
Right.
At Slane and Carpil.
Yeah. Louis from the ship lot was like, tell you what, you know what? It's a lot of bombs. You can't argue about it. A lot. Like, you're going to find another ship with more bombs than this. 1048.
How many bombs do you think this thing can hold? 1,048. Oh, Maron, that's a lot of bombs.
And to answer
Mingiros bombs.
Wade into the controversial topic of bombers in space, they are apparently guided magnetically.
Right.
So a lot of people were
bombing
angry.
A metal thing.
So
it's like a rail gun. Is that right? That's a thing. So it's
yes.
like
a rail
it's
gun,
like a magnetic chute that is pulling
but,
it.
But yeah. A rail gun uses magnets to propel it.
Right.
So you're using like you ever read the Superman ride at Six Flags?
I don't do
like
rides.
It shoots you from a standstill using like reverse polarity magnets.
Like letting the air out of a balloon.
Yeah.
Yes. And so that's what a railgun does, whereas this would be, theoretically, they would be attracted to the ship that they're being bombed at.
Or opposite. Maybe they're using a reverse polarity magnet kind of at the top to repel them away from it.
Well, they all fall.
Right.
It not now. You'll have to talk about this next week, but the movie itself would seem to contradict that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they can't shut the magnets off.
Yeah,
like they're always just like
shut
them all down. Pete, I thought you'd be pleased to know that there is now officially a Star Wars thing that relies on magnets for its use.
For consistency, I should say that they're all using the Force to deploy these bombs.
The Force?
It turns out the Force is just magnetism. that's all it's been this whole time, and nobody could figure it out.
The last bit of trivia I have is that these ships were originally referred to as T-wings, which makes kind of sense because they're shaped like T's. I wonder why they got rid of that. Maybe too many letter wing things.
I think when you're on Blue and Cobalt Squadron, that's not the kind of thing you're going to quibble about.
Right.
Like that makes more sense than any of this.
They're officially known as MG-100 Star Fortresses. Star Fortress is a pretty badass name for a...
It doesn't seem like a fortress. You know, it's like a little...
It's supposed to be like the flying fortress, like of you know, like those bombers from World War II. It's...
Right, right.
You know, but...
The sitting duck.
Seems like it should
I'd
be
sticking with that.
I think they should have just called it the hidden fortress in space or something.
The hanging udder.
Yeah. The what? The hanging udder?
The hanging udder. It looks like a fat cat. It's got that belly.
Belly full of bombs.
Wait, is this the... Hell. Oh, interesting. There is a... This is from X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. They did use a squadron of R-60 T-Wing interceptors.
Well, there you go.
T-Wing's already taken.
Called Cobalt Squadron.
Weird.
But it looks nothing like that. It looks like a that was in, you know, in I said X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, and that looks like it's from a video game. But that's an interesting. I wonder if that is essentially a reference.
Weird.
So,
yeah, R-60 T-Wing Interceptor.
So here's my question.
Yes.
Is the old garage door remote control the best of technology have to control this thing, or is that a backup system?
Yes.
Because that seems like, again, that's not a practical war design.
To have a handheld.
It's got the flippy up part. It's got the, you know, like a little plastic cover, and like it all depends on grabbing that great dramatic thing.
Yeah.
But it just seems like
they should have a droid doing that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess that goes back to the whole, like, a lot of these things should, all these ships seem like they should be piloted by droids, but then I guess we're back in the days of the
The answer to that question is that we've seen how that happens, and it just doesn't work. Like, they tried it. It didn't. Yeah. They tried droids. They tried clones. You know, you got to just go back to people. And then the
gotta
people
kill
come
people.
Up with this terrible tactical strategy of just keeping a bunch of these very fragile explosive things as close together as possible as they slowly move into an active field of fire.
Maybe they just, you know, like they said, they're new. They're learning how to do this. You know, it's like the beginning of World War II versus the end of World War. Like,
which
totally different styles.
Which means that Poe Dameron really made a bad call.
Yes.
Well, bad call, Poe. I wanted
to say.
That's
a bad call, Poe goes rogue.
That's a no-no, Poe.
No,
but
problem.
Also, I would lay partial blame on the resistance infrastructure, that there was no way of that, A, the bombers do whatever Poe tells them to do, and that B, the main fleet has no way of saying, hey, bombers, leave Poe, come on back.
But, hey, can we stop our entire offensive capability? No, Poe said they had to go. Well, that's too bad. Look, they're all dead.
No, Poe, go.
No, Poe, go.
Too slow.
Poe, go. Oh no!
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ladders seem to be a theme.
Ladders.
There's a lot of ladder use here. We were just talking about the ladder in the Millennium Falcon. I feel like there's a lot of ladder work in the Force Awakens and the whatever that base is called. Mm-hmm. There's many ladders
ladder
there.
Base.
And, yeah, ladder base.
By this point, I feel like they should have ladder escalators. You know what I mean? Where you just grab onto it and it goes, and just takes you up.
Yeah, that makes everybody lazy.
From what we've seen, that technology would fail.
Mm. What
it's
do you
better
mean?
To stay analog. This stuff doesn't work very well.
You think it'd be like George Jetson where it'd start going faster and faster.
You're just like,
help,
oh,
Finn,
anyway.
Stop this crazy thing.
Or at least like a repulsor lift thing, you know, like a little handle and then it goes just a little like a ski lift thing or whatever. You hold onto it and it just goes up by itself. It's not even attached to anything.
An escalator ladder can never be broken. It just can become temporarily ladder.
There you go.
Mitch Hedberg joke. Slightly modified.
For Star Wars.
To take out Star Wars. Everything funny about it is how I modified that.
Go ahead.
You were about to say the same thing.
I was.
Were you?
I don't know what you're going to say.
I was going to say, Paige Tico.
That's weird. I was about to say the same thing.
See? Paige Tico. This is our first time we meet this character. We hear her referred to as Paige. We don't know that she's Tico yet.
Paige,
which is very earthy.
Again, following the one syllable, two syllables, right. End on a O.
Yeah.
Finch Dallow, meet Paige Tico.
Whose sister's Rose Tico, which I'm not supposed to talk about yet.
Stay away from Chris Tubbs.
Nor will I ever talk about that character in any way publicly, one way or the other. Good luck with that minute.
People have things to say.
And they'll say them.
Paige is... now, I this is a very common surname in the world, and I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Veronica Ngo?
NGO?
NGO. No? I'm saying
the Vietnamese name?
It. Yeah.
No?
Which no. She has a more traditional Vietnamese name, not Veronica. But I'm also not...
Everybody knows Veronica is a traditional Vietnamese name.
I'm going to do everyone a favor and not try to pronounce that
one. Wikipedia.
Yes, she is a Vietnamese actress, singer, and model. So her Vietnamese name, Ngo Tran Van, or Veronica Ngo, or she often goes just by her initials, NTV. So,
nice.
I want my NTV.
You know what I like? I like her little bomber hat.
Yeah.
Her old-timey, you know, little leather coverall hat. It's nice.
The A-wing pilots kind of had those kind of things, didn't they? It's kind of
like
old
those right stuff, sort of early. Yeah. But right. Hers is like the World War II like bubble bomber person.
Yeah,
Sean
Astin
bomber.
From Memphis Belle,
and it totally fits in with the design of the ships, and it's a good consistency. Let's see. She is she's a singer. She's got albums, which maybe we should listen to. She's got at least 5 studio albums, it appears.
Are they all like military and aviation related?
No, not Paige. I'm sorry, Veronica. NTV.
I want my NTV.
Yeah, NTV.
NTV.
Lover's Garden, Play World, Mystery of the Moon.
Star Wars time.
My Way.
I'm gonna.
Studio 68. And Tears of an Angel.
Studio 68, famously. Right. 17 after Studio 54. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I bet I don't like that music.
No, you never know.
I'm pretty sure, but that's probably just because I'm awful.
I'm going to say that Weird Al should do a parody of My Way and call it Ton Way. Like Yoda. Finally complete the Star Wars trilogy of Weird Al songs.
Right. My Way is here. She also pops up another. Another thing that we won't really talk about, lest we raise ire on the internet. She was in Bright, that Netflix movie with the Will Smith and like an orc cop. And she was in Defy. That's
literally everything I know about it.
Yeah.
I think that was a. J. Michael Straczynski? No.
No. We're not going to talk about that.
It's
also Defive Bloods she was in, which I heard decent things about.
It's tough for me to say that without sounding very silly.
Defive
not for everybody.
Bloods.
Defive Bloods.
Defive
Five
Bloods.
Five Bloods.
Featuring
like every...
Veronica Ngo.
Does she just have small roles in these things, or is she...
I don't know. It seemed
like she far down on the IMDb page.
I didn't dive into the IMDb. I was just looking at.
Does her character
purely
have a name,
off her Wikipedia?
Or is it like
Vietnamese girl. She does. She's named, yes, but her characters also seem to have, oh no, she's Hanoi Hannah in Da Five Bloods, so there you go.
Yeah, that's kind of...
But yes, a lot of, but you know, I haven't, another one that I haven't seen in anything, so I can't rank my MTV movies.
So is the idea that as a musician and what, like, is she famous somewhere or in a subculture, or is it just like I could make a bunch of albums?
I think,
and say
both things could be true. Yeah,
famous enough. Yeah. You know what I mean? She's like, she's one of those, you know, multi, you know, modern famous, where she's like, oh yeah, I'm an actress and a model, and I release albums, and like, she's famous like, enough that people buy the albums.
Is there some sort of large contingent of people who can't believe that she was given such a tiny role in this, or like, oh, she was amazing in that role? These are not questions I expect you to answer. These are just things I wonder.
Let's talk. It might be like NSYNC showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the state of Vietnamese American pop culture.
No.
Maybe like it was a huge thing for her to be in this movie. I don't know.
It's like you know, Daniel Craig showing up, or
who's the one? Ed Sheeran, when he showed up in like a little scene in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Or when Christian Slater showed up in Star Trek,
in Star Trek Six. Bring it way back.
Yeah.
That's great though. That's just so silly that it's fantastic.
Go ahead.
Well, my last thing doesn't have anything specific to do with this minute.
Okay.
So do you guys have anything else specific about this minute?
Well, I just, Josh, you kind of hinted at this earlier, but I wanted to kind of compare and contrast a little bit this. So here's Paige kind of taking over and essentially performing a suicide mission to take out the big gun, whereas later we get Rose stopping Finn from doing the suicide mission to take out the big gun because she doesn't want to lose somebody in the same way, essentially, like
that she just
like,
met.
This run is you know,
it's like ring theory, right? It's like
exactly
poetry.
Mm-hmm. And so it's an interesting thing, so that here we have, you know, we have Paige in the position of doing, okay, well, you know, we're gonna, it makes it not worth it. We find out shortly after this that it's, you know, they have a brief modicum of success, but it's not really worth it. It probably would have been better for them to get out of there, although they could have still followed them. But so even though it seems like a small victory at the time, it isn't really worth it. And so I wonder if that influences, like, does Rose later know that?
Rose knows.
Poe.
Rose knows that Poe.
Hose knows grows some. Rose knows. Do you read your kids that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I try to do it as fast as I can.
But does Rose knows that the Paige's mission was essentially a wash, a failure?
That would hurt all the more.
Yes, I feel like she has to.
Like, does she know, like, oh, hey, my sister gave her life for this futile kind of last ditch suicide
run. Now we're just slowly floating away and we're going to die anyway.
Right.
And
if so I was
then that influences her decision later to be like, no, look, that kind of thing is dumb because it doesn't help us.
If I was Space Laura Dern, I would try to spin it in a positive way. I would say, hey, and on our way out of town, we took out the dreadnought. Like, don't focus on the fact that it wasn't supposed to happen, and like, just for the sake of morale and everything, I would just say that they should just say, oh, it's a huge success. And
little did she know that later they would be in the next movie, for example, there would just be a ton of ships and they made no dent whatsoever.
Right.
They just lost that one Kennedy.
Yeah. It was an inconvenience, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, truth.
It's like, oh, ow. That itched a little. It's not a big thing. So I feel like, as I believe the first guest on this, I think it's fair to say, controversial film, I would like to give some context and let people know in retrospect if they should hate me or like me. Because
but by now they've probably already covered.
Yeah, right. On this particular film, though, I think this really, I mean, this was the moment, this was the bellwether for Star Wars fandom, it really felt like. You know, like, it. You know, when people talk about fandom going out of control at least in the Star Wars world, this felt like the one. Like, we were all kind of okay with, a lot of people thought that the prequels sucked, and a lot of people grew up with them and they liked it. But this was the one where you defined yourself, whether you liked it or not, which I think is very interesting and awful at the same time, because there was so many people had put so much into this, depending on who they were and what they were coming along with. And I came out of The Force Awakens, faults it may have had or whatever, a really fun movie, and I was really looking forward to this. And I had that Phantom Menace feeling. It was slower, you know, because it was a really good movie, but it wasn't a really good Star Wars movie to me. And then I went back and watched it again after everybody had sort of taken their sides up. Like, well, let me give this another chance. You know, and I came out, I think, respecting it, but ultimately thinking this, what I thought at the end was that this isn't what I wanted at all. And that largely has to do with the fact that, and you will get to all this, and I don't want to ruin any of those conversations, but it largely had to do with the fact that, like, it kind of, in being subversive, it took my favorite character from my entire life, really. I mean, like, if I had to put it down, you know, the one we were all waiting to see come back.
Wait, he doesn't come back until the end of the next one. You're talking about Wedge?
No, yeah, no. I see what you're saying. You know, but you know, the hero of my childhood, that other blonde guy that I was like, I will be this person, and pretended to be, you know, and they kind of in the idea of doing a subversion and doing not what you expect, they undercut him completely in a way. And it makes him not the hero. It makes him not what I had just. And anybody else says that to me about any other character, and I'm going to be like, who cares? But this one was a really tough sell for me. And the second time that I sort of watched through it, and I was trying to be fair and open and critical, and I was just like, I can't do it. And I just, like, ultimately, I think as a Star Wars movie, it was not what a person like me wants out of a Star Wars movie. And I recognize that now everybody's bringing the different things. You're talking about different generations and people coming in, you know, with different, you know, people who are in their 30s grew up with the prequels as their childhood version of it, which is crazy, mm-hmm. you know, and then this meant so many things to so many people for so many different reasons. And, you know, it didn't work for me. And I think, yeah, that's sort of what I got at. Like, it's beautiful. Like, it really is some beautiful filmmaking and some really nice choices. It just was very un-Star Wars in its approach of things. And normally, like, I'm down with punk rock, you know, like, break the thing, do the thing that not this, though. You know what I mean? Like, if you want a burger and fries, don't deconstruct it. I just want the burger and fries in this way. Sorry, that was unplanned.
Yeah, now I'm getting hungry again. This whole week has been,
You guys probably can't even give your full, like, take on it now, because it would kind of ruin the things.
So. I feel like I'm going to be saying it so many times over the next 96 weeks that...
Because I kind of want to know. That's basically all. Like, tell me.
I understand what you're saying, and I can't say you're wrong, but I feel like that, interestingly, that, like, the Luke's arc is one of my favorite parts of this. Luke's characterization, Luke's, you know, whole journey, you know, through this whole thing. And I wonder if that's more like, I feel like I've never been, not comfortable, I'm not uncomfortable with it, but like Luke's kind of, you know, strong Jedi Knight, Return of the Jedi Luke was never really part of my trilogy. You know, I watched the first one and I didn't have Return of the Jedi until later, and I watched the first two like a million times because that's those I had. And so Luke is a little bit, you know, he's still unsure of himself and not. I didn't have a lot of time with Luke as the strong, confident hero.
I just, as the, like, to see that as a person who just got destroyed by doing, you know, like, who completely lost faith in everything, it was, and, you know, maybe. The world we live in or whatever, like, you know, you want to see that he's the new hope. Oh crap, you killed, not killed, but you just completely, like, undercut what you think of as that hope, and he's completely wrecked. And I was like, well, get some meds, dude. Like,
space meds,
you know, give me a hero, really. And you know, and I feel like a lot of the argument or whatever was to say, look, well, Luke was the old style hero and you have to destroy him so that we can have these other ones, you know. And I don't think that that's necessary. I think you can bring along those other people. You can have Rey and Luke work, you know, at the same time, or you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, destroy the idols that came before.
Hmm.
I'm very mixed on Rian Johnson. I don't like everything he's done. I actively don't like several things he's done, but I really like other things he's done. I loved Looper. I think Knives Out was great. I think, you know, this movie, I don't know, I don't think he was the right guy for it, for what they were trying to do. And I think J.J. Abrams would agree. Now, was he the right guy? That's a different conversation. But it is a weird choice, and then they kind of got stuck with it, I think. And everybody had to act like, you know, like it was the right thing to do. But I, you know, if you're the people at Lucasfilm, you're like, yeah, that was, I mean, obviously they made the decision not to continue in this direction.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know how much of that is, I don't think it was a, you know, a top down, you know, corporate course correction not to continue in that direction.
I don't see that anything. Like, I don't see this any other way, though. I mean, like,
I think it was more just kind of like, all right, well, let's let the guy who started it wrap it up. And I don't know. But tough to, you know, guessing at what the
we have no
behind idea. The scenes machinations. It should be, yeah,
I have a real problem with fan speculation that is taken seriously. I am fully not qualified to guess at any of those things, and I recognize that.
Yes.
But I'm really totally voting with my feelings here because it's the only thing that I can do on that.
That being said, this movie has things that are among my favorite Star Wars moments, and not every Star Wars movie can say that. So,
yeah, no, I think that's fair. Like, it's not a bad movie at all.
Right.
It's not the Star Wars movie I wanted.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It's also really long. Which you guys are going to be well aware of.
Yeah, we'll
aware of.
Come back, talk to us in 7 months or so.
I started watching it, like, just streaming it one day, and I was like, God, I still got another hour. I'll come back to this tomorrow.
All right. Well, that's all I got for minute 10.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And that's it for the week. Josh, thanks for coming out, hanging out, being our first guest, reclaiming the lounge.
Love that lounge. I'm always tickled when it's time to come back. And actually, the fact that I get to look at you guys is real fun too, because you're real people from my life.
True.
And I think
that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
You're real people from my life.
When's the last time I saw you in person? Is that be the live show, the holiday special live show?
Yes, that's absolutely when it was. Probably when I came down. So what was that?
Yeah, because you came in from out of town. You
yeah,
weren't living in
New
York.
I'd already left. I moved in 2011. So what was that?
Sheesh.
12, 13? Couldn't have been much later
like
than that.
Yeah.
When did you move, Alex?
I moved in 16.
Okay. And you, Pete, you moved before that or after?
After. I just moved last year. So
yeah.
Or I now, no track. Now more, a little bit more than last year, 2019. Yeah. So
I have no idea when anything happened.
Time means nothing anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's been a very long time. And
long time.
I mean, and now in this world, like, you haven't seen anybody in that long, but extrapolate that a decade or so.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you. That's what I'm getting at. It's always a joy and a pleasure. And
you are welcome.
It's great.
Yes, you're always welcome. Here, I was going to wrap it up too quickly there. I wanted to give the plugs and say, hey, if you haven't had enough of us this week, come back, check us out on our Patreon show, the Weekend Edition and Week in Review. That's what they've been called. Who knows what they'll be by the time you hear this. We mix it up a little bit. But if you
keep
support us on Patreon, go to StarWarsMinute.com/Patreon and you can give us some money and you get some shows. Hey, that's the way it works.
And a huge back catalog of even
a lot of bombs.
Yeah.
A lot of bombs.
Shows a lot of bombs. You
that's
can
so
get
much
it all.
Better than how I said it.
It's in my blood. You have access to all of that. You can and you can help support the show. You
my
help
God,
make this
that's
show
a lot
happen.
Of bombs. Yeah, that's what I could.
There you go. Is that Captain Kennedy?
that's a grand amount of bombs.
So StarWarsMinute.com/Patreon. Support us on Patreon. You check out the weekend edition shows, and we'll be back Monday with a brand new episode of Star Wars
Minute. Star Wars.